This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
We don't need Mahomes or Brady to have a great postseason. Got things started with Wild Card Weekend. We've got Overreact Gyms. Let's do it. Gross. You're the slob. You're the gross one. Ben Johnson and the Chicago Bears made a deal with Satan himself. Down 18 at the half, they didn't have their usual two or three turnovers. No, the other team missed three kicks, two field goals, and an extra point. Suddenly, the Packers can't run the football. Only six in the second half. I don't know. Something happened. LaFleur was possessed. The devil's involved somehow. I just don't know how to explain what the Bears keep doing. 25 fourth quarter points?
Well, it's what we've seen the Bears do all season long, is they're terrible in the first half, and then they mount some heroic recovery in the second half. We saw it through the entire season. Like, look at the Cincinnati game. How do they get down that much to the Bengals? Mm-hmm. And then in the last seconds, come away with a win. They did it against Detroit, down 16-0. And then the fourth quarter, they tie it up 16-16. Now, the magic didn't work against the Lions. It worked enough to get it. There's no deal with the devil.
John, that may have been the deal, is you can't beat Dan Campbell. Right. You have to go 0-2, but I'll grant you a division title, the best turnover luck in football, and when that doesn't work, we'll make the ball miss the uprights for the other team.
Well, turnover luck, I don't buy into.
That's not sustainable to be +2 most games in the turnover margin.
They've been kind of that all season long.
I know. It's wild.
So this is an overreaction because you took it to the biggest extreme. They did not make a deal with Satan. Teams can't make deals with Satan.
Okay? I don't know.
It just doesn't work that way. They've been very, very lucky and fortunate. I mean, but Jim,
wait, next time Ben Johnson takes his shirt off, is the mark of the beast on him? We need to look a little closer.
But look at the history of the game. I'll bring up a team pretty recent. The 2017 Jacksonville Jaguars went 10-6 and got to the AFC Championship game with Doug Marrone and Blake Bortles. Okay? They went into Pittsburgh and hung 45 on them in the divisional round on that defense. They had Tom Brady down 20-10 in the fourth quarter, and then it finally caught up to him. That's what's going to happen to the Bears.
And depending on who you are labeling as Satan, maybe they did some deal with Roger Goodell.
Oh, God. Scriptwriters. Do you believe? This is one you're going to see a lot today. The Packers should fire Matt LaFleur. Blown lead, abandoned the run in the second half, total of 7 rush attempts. Wasting timeouts because you can't get lined up, and then a delay a game out of a timeout. They gave up 25 points in the fourth quarter, and zoom out. He's 3-6 in the playoffs. They lost 5 straight games to close the season. It's time for Green Bay to move on.
I don't think it means Matt LaFleur is a bad coach. I always wanted to see what he was going to do after Aaron Rodgers, and quite honestly, it hasn't been a lot. I still think he's a good offensive mind. I think he's a good head coach. I think maybe his time has just run its course in Green Bay. I do think that they need a fresh voice, a fresh look, and I do think that Green Bay should move on from LaFleur.
This is not an overreaction. They should fire him. He's 76-40-1 in the regular season. He's 3-6 in the playoffs. You know, he's just one of those guys that can't get them over the hump. It's time for change, especially since John Harbaugh's on the market.
What was I going to say? What's his playoff record without Aaron Rodgers? Isn't it like 1-3 or something like that?
I think it was 1-5. Or no, because he lost his last one.
It was the Dallas one.
Dallas is the only win. All right, your next Mew. Matthew Stafford will be remembered as a Ram, not a Lion. His most iconic moments are happening in a Rams uniform. Despite spending a decade here.
Yeah, and I mean, he may spend a decade there. I don't know how much longer he's going to play. So even if it's close to the time that he played with the Lions, people remember he was drafted by the Lions, and they'll remember the trade and all that stuff. But he will be remembered more as a Ram simply because he's probably going to win the MVP this year. He has already won a Super Bowl.
And he's leading game-winning drives in the playoffs in another team's uniform.
Plus, it's where he finishes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an overreaction. He will be remembered as a Ram. And I don't think it matters if he wins one or not now, because he should win the MVP, I think. Guys, let's just face it. The Lions failed him. It was the Lions' fault.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to blow you out.
Tony Romo is the worst analyst calling football games on television. Ooh, I don't know, Jim. He is speaking in exclusively generalities. No more insight than we had when he first took over, where he would try to break things down, the hows and the whys. Now it's big fourth down here. At some point, they're going to try play action. He's clearly not putting in the prep during the week, and he's flying by the seat of his pants. When the Bills scored their first touchdown, he was confused and started confusing the listeners, the viewers. Oh, the play's not going to count. And poor Nance is like, ref signaled touchdown. This is a Bills touchdown. Meanwhile, it couldn't be more jarring. The very next game of the day, Tom Brady. He's providing insight. He's showing you the different way you throw a football in the wind. Like, there's real analysis, insight, learning. Romo is a blowhard at this point.
Well, I'm not going to say anything nice about Tom because people will just say, oh, it's Michigan gay. Listening to Romo is a painful listen, but not as painful as listening to Chris Collinsworth. And I can't wait for the mute button so I don't just have to. I'd like to be able to hear the crowd noise and the atmosphere and all that stuff without having to hear him. And what it's maybe what makes it even worse is that I want to listen to Mike Tirico.
I know, he's good.
He's as good as they come. He is a, you know, we talk about generational talents in football and in athletics. He's a generational talent in the booth. He is such a good listen. And then all of a sudden, and I'll take you to when Herbert was, you know, sacked or trying to be sacked at the 3-yard line, and he just kind of, you know, let's go with the ball. Collinsworth said, oh, this could be one of the biggest plays of the game. No, it was an incomplete pass.
All right, this is an overreaction. I mean, Romo is not as good as he used to be, and he is annoying, but he's not the worst.
Who is?
I think Kirk Herbstreit sucks at the NFL on Amazon. I think he's an awful listen, and he's boring, and there's no energy. At least Romo brings energy. And do you guys remember Jonathan Vilma this year?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, Vilma was, yeah. But it's on the flip side, though, Herbstreit doing a college game?
Very good.
Completely different.
Right.
Which I don't get.
They tried. You mentioned Justin Herbert, so I want to move on to that. Justin Herbert is not a top 10 quarterback. And I loathe to make this all about wins, QB wins. Those are team accomplishments. But look at how Herbert has played in his playoff career. No touchdowns yesterday. 159 yards passing. Team scored 3 points. Maybe it's just one game. His previous playoff game, he threw 4 interceptions. And the one prior to that, he saw his team blow a 27-point lead where he only threw 1 touchdown. He has 2 passing touchdowns in 3 career postseason games. Uber talented, not a top 10 quarterback.
I think it's a bit of an overreaction. And I say that because there's a lot of things that go into making you a top talent. And yesterday, no touchdowns, but also no interceptions. I know he had the 5 last year, but he was sacked 6 times.
I know.
He was constantly harassed. And we've talked about the injuries, and I know that they've had that issue. Didn't think maybe he would be sacked 6 times, but this is a quarterback that has played with broken bones. He has done everything he possibly can to give his team a chance to win. I think he's been let down by the offense. He's been let down by injuries. I still think he's a top 10 quarterback.
This is not an overreaction, and the only time he was ever a top 10 quarterback was when it was based on potential when he was younger in his career. His playoff record's awful. This year he was 16th in QB rating, 13th in QBR. Pick whichever one you like. That's not in the top 10. Is 0 playoff wins. I mean, enough with the potential. I think Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert. I just do.
Oh, yeah. It backs it up with all his playoff wins.
He's got two more than he does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Grit, 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 grit. The San Francisco 49ers are the gritty team the Lions have claimed to be, that the Lions used to be. San Francisco this season missed their starting quarterback for 8 games. They went into Philadelphia, playoff game on the road, defending champs, without Fred Warner, without Nick Bosa, without Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall, and they lost Kittle in the game. They also didn't have their first-round pick, a defensive end out of Georgia, Mykel Williams. John, a depleted team that finds a way to win games, that wins road playoff games, that is the definition of grit, not what we watched in Detroit.
Not what we watched in Detroit this year. Yeah. So, yes, it is the grit that the Lions used to play with, and we saw it, I think, really one game this year, where it was the Tampa game. Hey, the no-name defense.
Next man up.
And the next man up mentality. The Niners have taken that next man up mentality to a completely different level by winning the playoff game. They were competing for the one overall seed going into the last week of the season.
So it's why injuries aren't a valid excuse for Lions fans. Watch what San Francisco just did and is doing.
I'm not sure what to do with this one because I think they're two different types of grit. I think for the large part, the Lions branded themselves on grit, and that's the campaign that Campbell is selling. But the Lions don't win when they have injuries. The 49ers do, but so were the Lions ever gritty in that way?
Well, they were last year getting 15 wins.
How about as an underdog working their way to an NFC title game, right?
Yeah.
That's also gritty in 23.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
part of it, I think you establish grit with the offensive line. So this will go hand in hand, beef up the offensive line, run the football, grit comes back. But that is a huge change. They just aren't that football team right now.
Let's just say this. They have a better head coach, and they have a head coach that went and got an experienced DC.
Also true. There's layers to this. Do me. For the second year in a row, the Tigers will regret not signing Alex Bregman. Oh, you knew it was going to come up at some point today. Proven right-handed contact bat that walks and delivers in the postseason. The Tigers don't have anybody playing third base. AJ Hinch can say McKinstry was an all-star. You want to know why he was an all-star? Because Bregman didn't play in the all-star game. Bregman last year missing 50 games would have been the best bat on the Tigers. His WAR was higher than Dingler, than Green, than Karp, than all of them. And this team refused to engage in a contract negotiation this offseason. If it's a money thing, you're reinforcing a stereotype. If it's a baseball thing, it's baseball negligence. They will regret this again the way they did last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing the same thing they did last year. They lost out on Bregman last year, and they just needed a contact bat. I don't care if he played third base. I don't care if he played anywhere. Just had to, other than catcher, we had a contact back playing catcher, but we didn't have it anywhere else. Yeah, they're going to regret not going after Bregman, especially if they don't go after anyone to improve the lineup.
You know what? I think this is an overreaction. 5-175 with no opt out at any point. I think this contract's going to age horribly. And you said, yes, his OPS would have been the best on this team last year. Green had an 806. Bregman had 836. I don't know if I'm paying this kind of money and being locked down by that contract for 836 OPS. It's not going to age well. And look, he only has 104 home runs in the five seasons since COVID. I mean, that's not spectacular. I think this is a gross overpay, and I'm kind of glad the Tigers didn't do it.
Those are your overreact gems, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.